Well, it's morning, 7:26 on Monday. Thought I'd do an audio boo, just to, from a keeping my journal up to date point of view, some thoughts on like where I've been really. I feel like all the progress I made over the second quarter of this year kind of slipped away. A lot of it has. I'm not mentally functional. I'm not productive. I can't do any web design. My brain doesn't work like it needs to. I'm pretty depressed, really. I'm not going to go on about it because that's dull to. I just needed noting. I'm out with Poppy for an early morning walk. The idea being that both of us are in a better mood in the day if we do that. Yeah, it's weird. Got a lot of anxieties back. I realised what I almost did. Well, no, did. Without realising it at the time, was build a series of challenges for myself almost daily, starting new websites up, little ideas, half baked ideas, spending, you know, tens of hours on each one of them, just messing about, really learning, I suppose, but taking it more seriously than learning and just exercises would dictate. So I've learned something. I've learned that I have an amazing ability to pretend things are the easiest things in the world and are going to happen or not going to happen or whatever, and an amazing ability to forget that I've had a mental breakdown and I've got mental health problems that are ongoing. I can't make a decision between monthly payments and a lump sum because I'm really scared by the idea of a lump sum running out and the idea that that'll automatically put pressure on me as soon as I sign that, to know there's a day I've got to start bringing money in at some point in the future. It could be the breaking of me, you know. I don't know. Whereas if I take the income every month, I don't really have to think about that. But I do have to continue going to these insurers, secondary psychiatrists. So, you know, I've got my own, but I have to go to theirs. And you know, there's no getting away from the fact that that visit is all about whether they're going to continue paying a claim. However often it'll be, I mean, I don't suppose it'll be that often, but. And, the idea that, therefore, you know, as opposed to being fully recovered, the idea that I could be partially recovered, say something vaguely optimistic, and have that reported too briefly or wrong, in a, you know, a bit of correspondence, and I lose all of that, and I just don't know, it's just, it's so complicated, because you know, the broken leg, you can say it'll take X amount of weeks and months to heal. You can't do that with a bit of broken mental health. Yeah, it blows my mind, makes me cry a lot, makes me feel quite despairing, but just because I just don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do. I've got a wife, a lovely wife, and so many uncertainties about everything else. I haven't got a clue what I do. You know, what when I'm better, what do I do? I don't know, anyway. The whole thing just at the moment conspires to make me dysfunctional and challenged. I've run out of time anyway, and it's probably a good thing.